In a way, you don't have to split architecture down the middle between this or that. It is all important. Sadly, with my colleague's example of Vauxhall, this is a stoic example, I have to say, but it's one that we all know, of course. It's a building that we all love to hate. Maybe the author's in the room, I don't know. Who cares? Absolutely. But that's what we need to get to be able to avoid. So I think success, in its broadest sense of the word, contributes to a more varied, more vibrant, more interesting city. And if you ignore it, it's going to go nowhere. Thank you. The problem is that I agree entirely with everything that's just been said, but I've got to speak against it.